Well, first tonight, it's no understatement to say that my next guest astounded and delighted us the first time he played here. He went on to do the same to the critics. Scorching, blistering, 150% commitment. Hailed as possibly the best pianist we're going to hear in the 21st century, Evgeny Sudbin is here to play for us tonight. First, it's Haydn, the opening of the only sonata in the key of B minor.
Thank you.
Wonderful, thank you. I was just hoping if I kept quiet you might do the whole sonata. The first movement of the piano sonata in B minor, Beethoven 16, number 32, played live for us here by Evgeny Sudbin on his way to Bath. But I think as he's become so much in demand now, you've probably got another country or two in between, haven't you?
I'm going to Cyprus, I think, in 10 days. And then I'm coming back and immediately after that I'm going to the Bath Festival.
Mm. The Haydn is wonderful. You play that with a great sort of muscular elegance. I'm just thinking the first time you played here, Scarlatti, which of course the recording went on to be such an unqualified success, that sonata has something of that brilliance and clarity, doesn't it?
Thank you. It's actually a very unusual sonata for Haydn. Mm. Usually it's very humorous. His sonatas are very humorous and there's a lot of wit. This is actually quite a furious little piece, you can say. And there is a lot of Beethovenian fury in it, I find. And it gets sometimes, well, it's very temperamental. And for me, I think actually in general, Haydn is leads on very well from Scarlatti. It's in a way, I find it's a natural progression and the link between Scarlatti maybe and Beethoven. I love playing Haydn. It's there's so much imagination
Beauty there as well. Just remind us, because when you were in before, of course, originally, I know you left Russia at the age of 10, but this isn't that long ago when things were quite difficult. Just remind us of that, because you and the family left with basically nothing, didn't you?
Well, we left, yes, we left with, I think, one suitcase, if I remember correctly, because we weren't allowed to take a lot of stuff so that it doesn't look like we are leaving for good. But for me, I remember it was a very exciting time. Everything was new. And when we arrived in Germany, there were really a lot of things to look forward to, I thought. I think my family maybe was a bit more serious about it. But at the time, I was actually very excited.
It's a huge step. So you went, first of all, to where?
To Berlin.
To Berlin, yeah.
That was in end of 89. Just when the wall came down in Berlin. Mm. So actually the city as well, you could feel quite a lot of excitement there as well, because so much has been happening there politically. It was, I think it was a good time.
Well, they obviously saw the talent in the ascendant. As we said, the recording of Scarlatti's really was received with extraordinary acclaim. Scriabin as well, we'll hear that from the latest recording shortly. Metner, then you did, I think, for the second CD. So were you conscious of the Russian repertoire maybe that you should tackle?
Well, I'm just trying to record as diverse repertoire as possible. And even within the Russian repertoire that I have done, everything has been very, very different. Rachmaninoff, Scriabin and Metner, although they studied roughly around the same time, they are three such individual personalities that, there's tremendous variety, I think.
Well, you've conquered just about all of them. Are you still, as Stephen Huff recommended to you once, Stephen Huff, of course, wonderful pianist and recognised your talent, and he said to you once you should practice in the dark.
Gosh, yes, there was a...
You still do that?
Small remark he made a few years ago. still comes back. yes, I do. Sometimes I do, yes, because in a way, the idea is if you switch off one sense and concentrate on some other senses, they can be enhanced, and you can practice that way. It can be quite useful, especially for things like Liszt, in particular, where you have lots of jumps. So
a great leap into the unknown, or in your case, knowing precisely where you're going. But I know it came in rather handy in a practical sort of way once, where one contact lens went missing, and then you broke your glasses.
Wow,
where are all these stories coming
from? yes, that's been a fun experience. Yeah, all sorts of things happen when you travel. You have to just take these things with a lot of humor sometimes, because there's just not much you can do. if things start to go wrong, and panicking about it, I mean, may make things even worse. So just let it happen.
Keep anchored and terribly calm. You're going to play Ravel for us next. It's from Gaspard de la Nuit, I think, inspired by poetry. So there are three pieces here, aren't there? A couple of rather scary ones. You're giving us maybe the less scary one, or maybe not, because Ondine is a water nymph who attempts to lure gentlemen to their death.
Oh, I think it's deceptive, actually. I find the first, I find Ondine sounds maybe deceptively simple, but it's actually, I find it's much harder piece to play than Scarabeo, for example. I mean, while Ondine maybe lures men into the water to their death, I think that piece lures pianists into
treacherous waters as well. I think he said at the time he wanted Gaspard to be more difficult than Balakirev's Islame, which was the great terrifying virtuosic piece of the 19th century. So is it a bit terrifying?
That's true. He did squeeze as many notes as possible into a very short space. But I think that is not... that is not the difficulty of the piece. I think it's the mood and the character, which is highly challenging. And there's always this struggle because Ondine is actually not supposed to be a human. She doesn't. It's a water nymph. She's not supposed to have a soul. I think, if I remember correctly, the only way to acquire a soul is if she marries a human man and bears his child. I think so. There is this struggle in the piece. While it's incredibly beautiful, there is some sort of coldness in it.
Yeah. Well, would be if it's a watery nymph. But I think in the end, Gaspard manages to shake her off, and she disappears in a triple of aqueous delights, which no doubt you will purvey. All right. Thank you very much, Evgeny Sudbin, playing Ondine from Gaspard de la Nuit by Ravel.
Thank you.
Magical music, magically played by Evgeny Subdin, Ondine from Gaspard de la Nuit by Ravel. A little quote, the last line from Brugno, the poem, when he said, "I loved a mortal woman. She was angry and sulky. She cried a little. One of the bursts of laughter disappeared in a shower of drops that trickled in pale streams down my blue window pane." Beautifully trickled. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Well, so much going on. Gosh, all these recitals coming up. Proms, you're more Medner coming up. Doing all Beethoven with Osmo Vanska in the Minnesota.
Yeah.
All the piano concertos.
All the piano concertos, yeah. Really look forward to that. I've played 3 concerts with them last year, and I mean, it's just really great to work with the orchestra in Osmo. So I really look forward to that. And the prom debut, yes.
The prom debut. Well, there's quite something about the prom debut. It's on the 24th of July, and I gather that was supposed to be a rather auspicious date for you, Mr. Subdin. Was that going to be a marriage day?
Actually, it was always the 25th. It's the wedding date was set for the 25th, but I pushed the time of the wedding as late as possible, so that I can get to Italy in time to get married.
I think that's very reasonable. So you're not going to rush straight from the proms the next day then?
Well, I'm going to rush to the airport, but no, the wedding is actually the next day in the evening in Ravello, in a beautiful town called Ravello in Italy.
Right down in the south.
Yeah, where Wagner composed Parsifal. It has incredible gardens, and it's really inspiring.
It's wonderful, very romantic. What an exquisite choice. I hope you won't be playing for your own wedding, will you?
No.
Well, there we are. Maybe the household chores. It's terrible what we can find out about you. You say in an unguarded moment, and you said once that your girlfriend does all the work around the house, but you're rather good at vacuuming.
It takes my mind off things. It's a good exercise as well.
If you'd like to book Evgeny Subdin for vacuuming, you can, I suppose, but I could be much better to try and play the piano, though you'd be very lucky. I think the schedule's probably absolutely jammed for quite some time, isn't it?
It's quite busy this year, so I'm trying to focus on the gaps that I still have. There are a few where I can learn new repertoire. I
can't imagine there are many gaps. Where are
no,
they?
No, they aren't. Here and there, really. But I'm just trying to learn repertoire during this time. Because, I mean, for a young musician, it's really important to keep learning new pieces. Yeah. It's the only way to improve, really. I mean, playing old things, you still have the same reflexes, really, new muscle, and by learning new pieces, it gives you freedom to explore new ideas. So it's important to, on the one hand, not upset the organizers, and maybe not always say yes, but on the other hand, it's a balance. It has to be a balance. You can't play too much.
Well, you certainly can't play enough for everybody that wants to listen to you. There's no doubt about that. So Bath coming up, and that'll be broadcast here. I think Bath recital is the 3rd of June, and we're broadcasting it on the 6th at lunchtime. So for those who can't get to the glorious city, and the proms, of course, will be there. And I think maybe we should have police outriders to make sure you get away afterwards. They don't want you to be late for the wedding in Ravello. Well, we're going to let you rest now, after all that fantastic finger work on Ravel, and it's music from the latest recording, the Scriabin?
Yes, that's the last solo recording. Yeah.
Yeah, so I think released in October, winner of the Maidem Classical Award for Best Solo Instrumental CD. You've been clocking up the awards. You're running out of those, actually, as well. It's a little valse. It's an early piece, is it? I think this was written at a time when he was a little bit pressed, like so many musicians, for cash, and was writing quite a lot.
Yes, it's actually written during the time when he wrote very accessible piano music. It's not one of the very early pieces, but it's sort of on the border between early and middle period. And it's I love this piece, actually. It's not played very much, but I just love it. Thank you.
Waltz in A flat, opus 38 by Scriabin, played by Evgeny Sudbin, a recent release, winner of the Meidum Classical Award for Best Solo Instrumental CD, not surprisingly. Evgeny Sudbin playing, of course, earlier live for us in the studio. Fantastic to watch as well as to listen to. He really is a star. He's at the Bath International Music Festival on the 3rd of June, coming up shortly. You can hear that here at lunchtime on Radio 3 on Friday the 6th. 25th of June, Lower Machin in Wales, July the 11th and 12th at the Blackthorpe Barn, 14th in Buxton, 16th in Oundle, just because I knew you'll want to go if you possibly can. He really is quite something. And July the 24th at the Proms with the BBC Philharmonic and Jan-Pascal Tortelier as a soloist in Rachmaninoff's Piano Concerto No. 1. And then July the 25th, wedding in Ravello. We wish him exceedingly well.